JFK. This is the Don and Mike Show.
Following announcement brought to you by
Barack Obama.
Do you have any kind of a ritual before a big speech or before a debate?
Not really. You know, not anymore. The one superstition that we've developed now is that I have to play basketball on election day.
The Don and Mike Show.
Basketball Jones. I got a basketball Jones.
I think you said anything except basketball. Basketball Jones. You know what I mean? Baby. You're fighting stereotypes, man.
Yeah.
So you're going to play ping pong.
That
hockey.
Would be for the Asian candidate.
Hockey.
That would be for the French-Canadian candidate.
Cards.
Basketball.
They're not dumb.
No?
They're stupid.
Right.
Don and Mike.
Yes, we are.
Then one day, my mama bought me a basketball.
Another great record.
Well, now we're just back to playing Cheech and Chong records, so I'll just turn that off.
We could have lingered on that for a while.
Yeah.
I took that basketball with me everywhere I went.
That basketball was
like a basketball
to me.
I never put that basketball underneath my pillow. Maybe that's why I can't sleep at night. I need help, ladies and gentlemen.
Ladies and gentlemen.
I need someone to stand beside me.
Bam, 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 bam.
I need someone to set a pit for me at the
free throw line of life.
Someone I can pass to. Someone to hit the open man to give him gold and not end up in the popcorn machine. So cheerleaders, help me out.
Basketball Jones. Great orchestration.
Basketball Jones.
Oh, so sweet.
You know, that is a parody of right here on the Don and Mike Show. 106 Double Nickel. Your spot for R&B.
From the heart of Bed-Stuy.
This is Alabama. I'm here with my friend Albania.
I thought you were Albania.
All I know is my name is Al. My last name, Am Jones. And this Am, I love Jones, baby.
What's happening, baby? Did you miss me over the weekend?
Oh, yeah.
If you did, I'm sorry.
Chakizi.
But now that I'm here.
From American Idol.
I don't want to bore you with a long,
the background singer
conversation.
That's why the Cheech and Chong thing is so great. Because
yeah. And that's Cheech, I believe, who's doing the singing, right?
The song Love Jones was a soul hit.
Because right.
Love Jones. But most people think Basketball Jones, not Love Jones.
Right.
And the way I feel,
Basketball Jones probably more famous, a little bigger than this song. Man, I love background singers, though.
Yeah.
That's the one thing those guys on American Idol have going for them. You know, they got those great, phenomenal background singers.
Yeah, it's Ricky Miner and the band.
Bad, dun, 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 dun.
You're all the colors of the rainbow, and I want you to hang from my rearview mirror.
You know something? You're like a shining light, and you got a good heart and good spirit.
Yo, dude, you brought it.
You know, I think I might be the only one that's saying that you're all really. It was a grotesque performance.
Boo!
Shut up!
Boo!
Stop! Excuse me.
Boo!
Enough. Enough. As I put my thumb into my temple and press hard because I'm having a migraine.
All right, Rob Spiewak. Step up. Step up to the podium. Let's talk about this. We should probably put these pictures that Adolf Hitler drew up at DonandMikeWebsite.com.
Uncle Dolph.
That's a good idea.
These are actually, I hate to say this about Adolf, these are nice pictures.
Well, I looked at the pictures. You know, the first thing I thought, he traced them. Mm-hmm. No, that looks like a tracing job.
You think that's what he'd do?
Well, it looks like he'd get the originals from Disney and then he'd trace them.
Here is the story.
He had no alliance with Disney.
Well, no, he probably could get hold of the copies.
The director of a Norwegian museum claimed yesterday he discovered cartoons drawn by Adolf Hitler. Let me see. The drawings were hidden, signed A. Hitler. At auction in Germany, A. Well, period then. Hitler.
That's how he signed.
See, I'm thinking he was a cheater.
They are signed A.H., an unsigned sketch of Pinocchio as he appears in the movie, Adolf Hitler tried to make a living as an artist before blah, blah, blah.
Ah.
I'm 100% sure these drawings are by Hitler. If one wanted to make a forgery, one would never hide it in the back of a picture. The initials on the pictures and the signature matched other copies of Hitler's handwriting. Mm. Hitler had a copy of Snow White. He thought it was one of the best movies ever.
Very strange.
You know, those are really a lot nicer than his landscapes.
Now, I thought the paint. I thought the painting he did was house painting.
Yeah, he did that, too.
He did that, painting. Too.
Yeah.
Or as Patton called him, a paper hanger.
And he had bad flatulence, right?
Oh, chronic flatulence, yes.
Let me see. Discoveries of Nazi-era memorabilia have reported turned out to be mistakes or hoaxes. However, art attributed to Hitler continues to sell at auction. Let me see. Two watercolors and sketches by Hitler were sold in Britain 2 years ago. For a total of £118,000, and that's like $200,000.
I remember there were like houses and landscapes.
Well, there's a whole culture on the internet that buys this ass.
I don't believe that.
Well, what do you think? Do you think that he drew these?
I do.
Why?
Of course you do.
It looks like his work.
I say traced.
Yeah, it's too perfect.
Okay, you know, what if Hitler traced it?
Well, here's the deal. Don't a lot of people run around doing Homer Simpson, drawing Homer Simpson? And is that kind of like a, can't you just kind of practice that? And then if you practice it enough when you're tracing it.
I never thought I'd be defending Adolf Hitler. But look at the workmanship at these drawings.
But even if he traced it, it still has some sort of.
And it looks like it was, you know what? It's too perfect.
Too perfect.
It's too identical to the Disney characters. But I don't think he did these freehand. I think he got a picture book, and I think he traced
what
them.
What makes a Nazi? How does he get that way?
Even if he traced
it. Rob, that Nazi bastard traced these pictures.
That doesn't devalue them in my eyes.
Disney!
You know, you're being
you
a little.
You magnificent bastard!
You're being a little too passionate.
I went to your theme park.
You can't trace that coloring. Look at the coloring on it.
When you reach over into a pile of paint, it used to be the face of your best buddy. Wade through the Hun.
Look at the coloring on that.
The coloring, it's probably because he...
Color meant a lot to him.
Son, what are you crying for? I just met a man who's frozen in Orlando, Florida. His name is Walt Disney.
Wow.
You're from Stars and Stripes? Get out of here with those Adolf Hitler photographs,
Adolf.
Pictures.
Adolf.
Paper hanger.
Adolf. Right. I don't know. Who cares?
What do you think about the other bit of Hitler news?
This is exciting.
From Dusseldorf.
The Disney stuff is pleasant.
I'll be the judge of this,
but this
Rob.
Is exciting.
All right,
digging has resumed at a site in southeastern Germany where treasure hunters believe there are 2 tons of Nazi gold.
2 tons?
We hope to hit the cave, says
cave
Heinz Houston. Of course, his first name is Heinz.
Think of this. Gold sold by the ounce. This is two.
Calm your ass down.
2 tons of gold.
You know, I keep looking here. It just says Nazi gold. It doesn't say Hitler.
Wasn't that a record that came out right around 1939?
It was a collection of songs. It's from Sessions.
Man, you are listening to Nazi Gold.
Hi, this is Dick Clark, the Ayatollah of rock and roller.
More Nazi Gold coming up. You got all the Nazi Gold. The hits that you remember growing up with, Nazi Gold. You know, you could probably turn it around, twist it a little bit, and you know, make it the hits of the day.
Sure.
Remember when your dad was fighting World War II? Here's the music he listened to. Nazi fighting gold.
Who can't forget? You can't stop this by Rommel. Who can forget Ebb Tide as sung by Dr. Joseph Mengele?
That's right. Hermann Göring sings Don't Sit Under the Apple Tree with Anyone Else But Me. Nazi gold.
You will not find Nazi gold in any stores, only through this Time Life offer.
Heinrich Himmler conducts the Philadelphia Philharmonic in a wonderful recreation of that fabulous, wonderful tune, Begin the Begin, with Nazi gold.
You know, we could spend years or decades searching for all of these Nazi gold hits, but since we ordered Nazi gold, they're right here in our home. That's right. At this point, all of the graphics start going.
Titles
and then you get
by.
Prince von Ahol to come out, and he could actually sell and go, these are the songs that I was raised with.
Listen to Zsa Zsa Gabor's husband.
For the first time on one record, you've got all the hits that we grew up with in pre-war Nazi Germany. Yes, Nazi gold is now available to you.
What's on volume number one?
You'll get Westerwald, Schwarzbrunn Fürste Heisenhaus, Die ganze Company.
No, come on, give him this one.
All right.
What's
Hi.
On this one?
This is Prince von Ehold. Yes.
On Nazi Gold.
Nazi Gold has all the hits you've craved on one big album. Green Eyed Lady by Sugarloaf. Don't call us, we'll call you by Sugarloaf. It's a logical song by Supertramp.
Ah.
Wipeout by the Safaris.
Nazi Gold is not sold in any store.
You'll get The Ballroom Blitz by Sweet. Also, the great one that I love more than ever, Boogie Fever by the Silvers.
You know, you could spend thousands of dollars flying to Germany going to flea markets, or you could simply order Nazi Gold now.
But wait, if you order now, we'll throw in a special bonus album that features Banger Gong, Get It On by T-Rex. All these and more on your fabulous copies of Nazi Gold.
But wait, if you get Nazi Gold in your house...
Give me more. I need more, Herr Spiewak.
And you don't think it's the greatest collection of Nazi Gold ever? Good luck trying to send it back, ass.
Yes, oh, they all fell over. The place there. Yes, you'll get Maureen McGovern's The Morning After. That Lady by the Isley Brothers. Yeah, Shining Star by Earth, Wind & Fire. All yours on Nazi Gold. And right now... If you get your special copy, we'll send it an original 45 of 99 Luftballoon. Yes, enjoy the music that I love in my native country of Germany.
Thanks, Prince von Ehole.
It's a pleasure.
Of course, the whole family will love Nazi Gold. And when you're done with Nazi Gold, you'll want to move on. Who came after Hitler? Who's the next bad guy after Hitler?
Well, you could say Stalin Gold from the Russians.
Stalin Gold.
Yes, he did the purge. USSR, yes, the Red Army Gold. Red Army Gold is a wonderful album, too. You'll get Brick House by the Commodores.
And how about Korean Gold?
Well, you might want to not skip the Japanese. The Emperor's Gold.
Ah.
Yeah, Emperor's Gold, Rising Sun, the great collection of wonderful hits. Hits like Jungle Boogie by Kool & the Gang. I'm Fritz von Ehole, and if you don't reminisce about your pre-war country by listening to these hits, you're out of your gourd, my name.
Hi, this is Don Geronimo. For years, I searched trying to find all the copies of Nazi Gold from my personal record collection, and it's only since I saw Prinz von Ehole and Time Life came through with this collection for me, a radio disc jockey.
Do you have relatives that served perhaps in the distant past in the Emperor's Army with the Japanese? Well, won't they enjoy sitting around the old Victrola and listening to Me and You and A Dog Named Boo by Logo?
Lobo.
I'm sorry, Lobo. Dog is short.
If Nazi Gold is not the best package ever, people will come to your house in the middle of the night and kill your dog.
That's right. And if you have Italians that were serving under Benito Mussolini, won't they enjoy singing along with Love Train by the OJs?
And now, for the year 2008, Iraqi Gold.
Ah, yes, Iraqi Gold, all those fabulous hits. The more modern songs you can enjoy. Of course, you can go back and listen to Nazi Gold, the original, featuring Lady by Styx. You're No Good by Linda Ronstadt. The Entertainer by Melvin Hamlisch. And Rock the Boat by my favorite, the Hughes Corporation.
Nazi Gold.
It's not available in stores. Get it now, you get a free iPod, no?
Mention the name Rob Spiewak.
That's right, and he'll throw in Rob's personal collection of Hitler Disney sketches. He loves to sit there and look at them. He treasures that, and a very exclusive piece of the Hindenburg.
All right, so Rob, let's see. You believe that those drawings, and we'll put those on the front page of our website.
Yeah, I think they could be real.
Even if he
traced them, that doesn't diminish their intrinsic value.
Stop it. And the gold, you think there's gold in them, Nar Hills?
You know what? It's not only gold. It's also a whole bunch of stuff they lifted from Russia. So if they find it, it's going to be great.
It'd be great.
Yeah, if they find that, it goes right back to Russia.
Yeah, that's we'll return it.
That's the way the Russians do that.
Who are you?
I'm Prince von Ehole. And just remember, Paris Hilton isn't worth anything. She's not even a real celebrity.
Hi, I'm Greg Brady. Yep. The 70s were a great decade, but can I tell you something? The 40s were even better. I wasn't alive, but I've heard about what Time Life is offering with Nazi Gold.
That's right, Greg. All the great hits, like Glenn Miller's Little Brown Jug. They're coming your way, Greg Brady. This is a once-in-a-lifetime offer that brings me back to the heyday. That's right. Pre-war Nazi Germany.
Good old days.
Danke schön.
Bitte schön. Oh, look what time it is.
I'm the oldest man in the world.
It's that time.
Being careful, it's very important to me. Oh, because yeah. I have genital herpes.
Wow. And I don't.
Time for the news.
Hi, everybody. This is the news.
Yeah. We did not get to today. Let's write this down for tomorrow. The Wheel of Holly.
Wheel of Holly.
Good. Did not get to that.
Yeah, that's the same. She's a very energetic young lady.
Tomorrow we're going to play a game called Demolition Derby, which is something we used to do called Blow It Up Real Good.
Oh.
It's Demolition Derby. No guns, please.
Right.
That's what we must ask to make the biggest, loudest noise on tomorrow's show. No guns, please.
I can't bring my Luger.
You cannot bring your Luger.
Ah, no. Oh, what a disappointment.
And there was a pretty good Craig Wilson today.
How about firecrackers?
That was not gay like the way we like it.
Right.
But it is I like it nice and gay. I like it like it was last week,
right,
where it's so gay you can smell it.
Isn't that the new working title of your book, though, Gay the Way We Like It?
Anyway, in this thing in the USA Today, it's not gay-oriented, but it's right. About him as a young man.
Uh-huh.
And it involves manure.
Ooh.
It involves him selling manure and buying manure.
Oh, that's right. He, at some point in his life, was a bit of a farm boy.
Hey, boy.
What is he, a faggot?
Farm boy.
He sure is.
Why don't you pick up that manure? Go on, boy. Here's your shovel.
Maybe we'll read it tomorrow.
Yeah, sure. That'll fix him. That took the fight out of
him. I ground this from dynamite.
I brought you some dynamite.
Took the fight out of him.
Hey, Buzz.
Yeah.
Hey, how you feel like doing some news?
I do.
Good. We'll try it in a moment.
All right.
Okay?
Hey, take care of that manure. I'll be right back here.
Hey, Nazi Gold.
Nazi Gold.
Nazi Gold. That got him.
That got him. That took the fight out of him.
There it is.
This is the Don and Mike Show.